Apple under fire. U.S. accuses tech giant of iPhone monopoly. Charles Loblog for March 22, 2024. Written by Amanda Leonard. After years of regulatory scrutiny, the United States is taking on Apple Inc., arguably one of the most successful tech companies of all time, in a high-profile lawsuit signifying the government's continued crackdown on big tech. The Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit accusing Apple of maintaining an iPhone monopoly over the industry, arguing this has fueled the growth of Apple into a nearly $3 trillion public company to the exclusion of other tech developers, all while harming consumers. Experts state that the lawsuit concludes years of regulatory investigation into Apple's widely popular range of devices and services, the purpose of which has been to rein in the tech giant's immense power over the industry. Let's get into the details. The Justice Department, joined by 16 states, including the District of Columbia, filed an 88-page lawsuit that alleged Apple, quote, violated antitrust laws with practices that were intended to keep customers reliant on their iPhones and less likely to switch to a competing device, end quote. According to the government, Apple, quote, prevented other companies from offering applications that compete with Apple products, like its digital wallet, which could diminish the value of the iPhone, and hurts consumers and smaller companies that compete with it, end quote. The government seeks to end Apple's smartphone monopoly by taking aim at the company's most popular device, the iPhone. What's in the complaint? The government argued in the complaint that, quote, Apple has built a dominant iPhone platform and ecosystem that has driven the company's astronomical valuation, end quote. The government alleged that rather than respond to competitive threats in the tech industry, Apple has imposed, quote, a series of shape-shifting rules and restrictions in its App Store guidelines and developer agreements that would allow Apple to exact higher fees, thwart innovation, offer a less secure or degraded user experience, and throttle competitive alternatives, end quote. The Justice Department concludes that Apple has, quote, deployed this playbook across many technologies, products, and services, end quote, which has amplified its anti-competitive conduct, leading to limited competition in the smartphone market and having created a monopoly over smartphones. The government stated this lawsuit, quote, is about freeing smartphone markets from Apple's anti-competitive and exclusionary conduct and restoring competition to lower smartphone prices for consumers, reducing fees for developers, and preserving innovation for the future, end quote. The lawsuit centers on Apple's alleged unlawful monopoly over smartphones by insulating its products from competition, hurting consumers and developers. The lawsuit contains six claims for relief. Four of the claims concern monopolization of the performance of the smartphone market in the United States in violation of the Sherman Act. The fifth claim of relief is for violation of the New Jersey Antitrust Act, and the sixth claim is for violations of Wisconsin state law. The Justice Department concludes the lawsuit by asking the court to adjudge and decree that Apple, quote, has acted unlawfully to monopolize or, in the alternative, attempt to monopolize the smartphone market in the United States in violation of Section 2 of the Sherman Act, end quote. The Justice Department asks the court to enjoin Apple from continuing to engage in anti-competitive practices and to enter any preliminary or permanent relief necessary and appropriate to, quote, restore competitive conditions in the markets affected by Apple's unlawful conduct. Broader regulatory implications for big tech. Apple is the latest tech giant under siege by the federal government, which has been attempting to rein in the power of major tech companies over the last few years. The Biden administration has appointed persons at the Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department to head up investigations specifically, quote, focused on changing the laws to fit the modern era. Google, Meta, Amazon are all facing similar suits, end quote. It is unclear what impact this lawsuit against Apple will have on consumers. Apple is planning to file a motion to dismiss the case within the next 60 days. According to reports, quote, in its filings, the company plans to emphasize that competition laws permit it to adopt policies or designs that its competitors oppose, particularly when those designs would make using the iPhone a better experience, end quote. Historically, Apple has fought off other antitrust challenges and has defended its business practices in the past, emphasizing its company creates millions in new business. According to reporting by the New York Times, quote, the lawsuits reflect a push by regulators to apply greater scrutiny to the company's roles as gatekeepers to commerce and communications, end quote. The government has been building this lawsuit against Apple since 2019 and is, quote, focused on Apple's entire ecosystem of products and services, end quote. The lawsuit is another example of the government's attempting to rein in big tech to better market competition, protect consumer interests, and stop Apple from having a smartphone monopoly over the industry. Every major tech company faces a federal antitrust suit. It will be interesting to see how Apple's lawsuit plays out and whether it will lead to more government regulation over big tech. Interested in antitrust lawsuits? Check out Trellis. Trellis is an AI-driven state trial court research and analytics platform. We make the fragmented U.S. state trial court system searchable through a single interface, offering comprehensive insights into judges, cases, and opposing counsel. Effortlessly track lawsuits across states and stay updated with ongoing litigation documents. Request a demo today and elevate your legal practice with our intuitive analytics and API.